This is CBS News on the Hour, presented by Indeed.com.
I'm Wendy Gillette in New York. President Biden is expected to speak in an hour and a half after the Supreme Court rejected his plan to forgive some student loans. University of Louisville law professor Laura McNeil.
The Supreme Court was very clear in saying that Biden's loan forgiveness policy was an overreach of his executive power and overreach of his authority. It's possible that the Biden administration might be able to come up with a student loan forgiveness policy that is constitutional, but the way that this particular plan was in place is ruled as not.
In a second ruling on this final day of the session, justices sided with a Christian graphic artist who was against designing wedding websites for same-sex couples.
Lori Smith's refusal to design the websites would have put her in direct conflict with Colorado state law, but she said if forced to do so, it would have put her in conflict with her free speech rights. In a 6-3 decision, the court agreed with her, marking the first time in history it has granted a business open to the public a constitutional right to refuse to serve members of a protected class. President Biden called the ruling disappointing, saying it weakens longstanding laws that protect all Americans against discrimination. He also urged Congress to pass the Equality Act to enshrine civil rights protections. Linda Kenyon, CBS News, Washington.
AAA projects this will be the busiest 4th of July travel weekend ever, and it comes following days of airline cancellations and delays. CBS's Chris Van Cleve has some tips.
Be prepared for anything to go bad and be thrilled when everything goes perfectly.
Airline industry analyst Henry Hartevelt recommends picking the airline with the most options to where you're going.
Take a nonstop flight if it's available and in your budget, and try to take the first available flight of the day. Those are generally less susceptible to delays.
Will it be a fine fourth in terms of the weather? Odyssey meteorologist Craig Allen has the forecast.
The threat for a shower or a thunderstorm will be there right through the next several days, though it will not be raining all the time through the next several days, nor will every single area get it. But the threat for a shower or thunderstorm interrupting outdoor activities will be occurring from time to time right through Saturday and into Tuesday.
French police say a young man who jumped from a building when it was hit with riots last night has died. This was the third night of protests following the deadly police shooting of a teen during a traffic stop in a Paris suburb. CBS's Elaine Cobb is in Paris.
There are fears that this escalation will continue, and in fact that we could be looking at a long period of violence here.
Stocks are up just before the holiday weekend and a shortened session on Monday. This is CBS News.
Need to hire quality candidates fast? You need Indeed, the end-to-end hiring solution. Attract, interview, and hire candidates all in one place. Visit Indeed.com/credit.
News is brought to you by Gingras Thompson and Wachs, a statewide team of personal injury lawyers getting you the justice you deserve. Call 855-954-1186 for a free consultation.
Here's what you need to know in Western Wisconsin. I'm Jimmy Cuska. The Wisconsin DNR is reminding people to be safe this holiday weekend if you're out on the trails by making sure you're using the right equipment when driving your ATV or UTV.
Helmets save lives. I've been to countless scenes where a helmet has saved an individual's life, no doubt. And with UTVs, there's seatbelts for a reason.
That's Marcus Medina of the DNR. So far this year, Wisconsin has had 13 fatal crashes involving an ATV or UTV. 21 people died in ATV or UTV crashes last year. With the 4th of July weekend upon us, local law enforcement officials are reminding people to be safe when using fireworks. Most cities have ordinances against fireworks that leave the ground or explode, and those come with costly fines. If you are setting off fireworks, be sure to keep them away from things that easily catch on fire and have access to water nearby. A public safety commission says nearly 200 people go to the ER each day around the 4th for firework-related injuries. For Civic Media News, I'm Jimmy Cuska.
The law firm of Gingras Thompson & Wachs has a track record of making life-changing, positive differences for their clients. $5.25 million to a woman who suffered brain injuries and her husband passed away when struck by a drunk driver. $1 million to three different individuals injured by drunk drivers. $1 million settlement to a man injured in a motorcycle accident. Call Gingras Thompson & Wachs. 855-954-1186. Up North News Radio with Pat Kreitlow.
A guy named Bill out in Econowoc. Bill's got some thoughts on that.
Thanks for talking about what you're talking about right now. Your station, you raise the bar high for integrity. You are a community radio station, which means you look out for all the citizens in the state of Wisconsin.
Daily conversations about Wisconsin's latest headlines and stories. Up North News Radio with Pat Kreitlow. Weekday mornings 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
Talking to your kids about the dangers of vaping can be hard. Getting them to listen to hot gossip is easy. So here's some drama you could share with your kid. Dude, did you hear about Cassie and Jake? No, but did you hear that vaping can cause irreversible lung damage and nicotine affects brain development? Nuh-uh. You don't need to gossip if you want to have an open conversation about vaping. So if you want to get tips on when and how to talk to your kids, visit talkaboutvaping.org. Brought to you by the American Lung Association and the Ad Council.
Pursuing the truth wherever it may lead. The Todd Albaugh Show. Weekday afternoons from 1 till 3. Join the conversation. Get involved. The Todd Albaugh Show on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
Live from the Civic Media World Headquarters in Madison, Wisconsin, it's the Todd Albaugh Show. And now, pursuing truth wherever it may lead, here's your host, Todd Albaugh.
Across Wisconsin on the Civic Media Radio Network and streaming worldwide on the Civic Media app. Good afternoon, everybody. I'm Todd Albaugh, along with, I couldn't even get my name right, Todd Albaugh, along with our producer engineer, Mr. Evan Preston. It is Friday, June 30th, 2023. Happy birthday to my stepmom, Mary Albaugh, up there in Shawnee, Wisconsin, enjoying the day, I am sure. It is 6 past the hour of 2 o'clock, a bonus round with our friend and guest this hour, Troy Everson, former president of the University Center Richland Student Senate, friend of mine, co-host of the Sunday night program in Platteville, and now a successful teacher down in Burlington. Had the top of the news, Troy, there from CBS, ABC, and ABC, depending upon which station people are listening to. And if you look at the news today, pretty good day, except if you're, a woman, a black person, a brown person, or a person with a student loan, or a gay person. Otherwise, otherwise it's a great day.
Oh my gosh, right?
Yeah. I mean, holy
cow. What are they going to break with next?
The Supreme Court is just on fire. I mean, neither one of us are married, but I guess it's going to be harder to get a wedding cake should that happen.
Right. And if so, it'll be vanilla with white frosting.
Welcome to the cis male vanilla world.
Oh, God. Yes.
Isn't that just crazy?
Yeah.
Isn't that just crazy?
Right. It feels like we're stepping backwards. That's just, yeah.
I know.
It's nuts. It is.
So let's talk about, Troy and I are going to finish up a little bit more. We're talking about the closing of the University of Wisconsin Center Richland, Upper Richland Center today, but try to reminisce about some of the good things. And Troy, before the break, we were talking about the fact that the Central American Student Program was so instrumental in both of our lives that we actually created a political party for a short time called the OSFER Party. Remember what it stood for?
Yes, we did. And our color was yellow.
Yes. Organized students
for equal representation.
How about that? I was a Republican at the time and Troy was a Democrat, and we created a student political party for equal representation back in what, 1989-90?
Yeah. And then in 1990, I became the president of Student Governance Association of Wisconsin, which was all 13 campuses together.
That's right. See, Troy was moving on up even back then. But I mean, isn't it just so sad? I'm not even sure if irony is the right word, but just so sad that now we're embroiled in this, diversity, equity, and inclusion crap with Robin Voss and the Republicans, when the diversity of our campuses. You and I are both, white dudes that grew up in rural Wisconsin. It changed our lives.
Oh, undoubtedly so.
Right?
Undoubtedly so. I mean, I think of how different my life would be if there were not a UW Richland in 1988 when I started there. I probably would have stayed in the medical field, which would have been fantastic, or I would have maybe even gone into farming, which was, something that was very prevalent at the time. And I probably would have loved. but I didn't. And I was afforded a luxury because there were so many generous people in the state of Wisconsin that helped fund the campus. And there were so many generous people in Richland County that said, hey, come to our county and live, and get your education. And wow, I'm so much the richer for doing that.
About two and a half minutes before the break here. Kira Sabin, our life coach, will be on here after the break. You are a very successful and prominent high school teacher down in Burlington, changed a lot of lives. For parents who might be listening, what is your best, or students, what's your best minute and a half, 2 minute piece of advice for what should they do after high school? How should they be thinking about that process?
One of the things I think that we do, and I'm a living product of this, is we force students in high school to decide what they want to do for the rest of their lives. And that's why I went into nursing right out of high school. And I could have had a fulfilling career for that. Instead, I took some time and I explored at UW-Richland. And UW-Richland, when I thought I was going to go to medical school, is where I decided to become a teacher.
Yeah,
I was just exposed to some fantastic people. So what I would do is I would say, explore your options. I would definitely explore my options. And there are some fantastic trade programs out there. But as far as my advice to parents or to students is, it's okay to take some time. It's okay to take time to figure out who you are and what you want. Mm-hmm. And then lastly, I would say, just be present. Just be present with your kids. Just be present with the people who are around you. One of the best things, and Todd, I use this as a goal at work every single year. I'm sure you've heard this before, where we oftentimes will listen to a person and craft a response in our heads before as we're listening to another person. Stop listening for a response, but listen to what's heard.
Yeah.
Listen to what's heard. So what I would really like to do is I would like to sit down with Howard Markline, and I would like to say, Howard, why did the UW-Richland close? Why did UW Center Richland close? And then I would sit there and I would pull a full Jan Levon Zant on him and I would say, beloved, tell me what's on your heart. That's what I'd do.
We got 20 seconds. We got to go. We'll have you back this summer. Troy's off a little bit because he's
I'd love it.
We'll love you, Troy. Thank you so much. From Burlington High School, an alum with me of Richland. Thanks, my friend. Have a great day. Back with Kira Sabin after this. This is the Todd Allball Show, and this is the Civic Media Radio Network.
The Devil's Advocates Radio Show.
Why a RICO charge counselor? What's that mean to the layperson?
It was written for organized crime, racketeer influenced and corrupt organizations act. That's where RICO comes from. The notion that you've got an entity whose purpose is to try to perpetuate some crime. It's more than just a singular event. It is a composite of kind of a corporate conspiracy doing things toward this illegal end.
Weekday afternoons from 4 until 6 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
Hi, we're the Goo Goo Dolls. We're fortunate that our daughters have what they need to grow and learn. But that isn't the case for nearly 13 million kids in the U.S. that struggle with hunger.
Childhood hunger is a heartbreaking reality that Feeding America is working to change. Each year, the Feeding America network of food banks rescues billions of pounds of good food that would have gone to waste and provides it to families and children in need.
You can help kids in need in your community by visiting feedingamerica.org.
Brought to you by Feeding America and the Ad Council.
Ready for our little forest adventure?
Yes!
Yeah, I wanna go outside, I wanna be.
We're here!
Whoa, that was fast!
There's a forest closer than you think. Find a park or forest near you and music inspired by nature at discovertheforest.org. Brought to you by USDA Forest Service and the Ad Council.
My name is Teresa Barber. I was in the United States Navy, and I served overseas in the Middle East and Africa. Early on in my career, I had a commander that taught our suicide prevention training, and the very next day, he took his own life. 90% of suicide attempts involving a gun are fatal. my way of continuing my service is to help protect my community by being a responsible gun owner and by storing firearms safely. Store all your guns securely. Help stop suicide.
Brought to you by End Family Fire and the Ad Council.
The Todd Hallball Show on the Civic Media Radio Network, and it's 2:15. We're having all kinds of fun here on a Friday. I'm working like 4 hours of sleep. It is the 30th of June, 2023. Our friend Troy Everson has stuck around for a minute. Kira Sabin on deck here, our positivity psychologist, life coach, and love doctor, or at least troop leader of love, is on deck. Troy was still talking. Kira and I were laughing, as he didn't know he was muted. You just like kept talking, your hands were moving. I'm like, I can't hear a damn thing he's saying.
Oh, you couldn't?
No, you could hear it, Kira?
Yes.
I missed out.
The magic of Zoom, yes.
Oh. Yes. See,
I was like, Troy and I have been talking this whole time. What are you talking
about? That is the story of my life, Kira. Always on the outside looking in.
Living proof, Todd, FOMO exists. You just experienced it.
Yes. Wow. All right. Well, Troy, stay on, because for those of you, now you got to stick around for the next 45 minutes for Kira. But then after that, if you want to see some broadcast genius, and who doesn't these days, you know, with all the content that's out there, Troy and his friend Ann do this fantastic Facebook Live. And I want you to check it out. You're doing one today. Is that right, Troy?
Well, probably, yes.
Well, after, now we're promoting. You can't not do it.
Okay. After 3 o'clock, right. Ann and I will go live from Arizona, where it is now 107 degrees right now. Ann and I are both larger than life in many aspects of the word. And so if you want to see a couple of morbidly obese, true Wisconsinites, you know, melting away in Arizona, yes.
Why did you go to Arizona in the summer?
Todd, I told you before, I was raised as a Lutheran Norwegian. We don't like to spend money. You can come to Arizona for 14 cents.
All right, it's true. You just can't vote in Arizona anymore, but otherwise, it's a great state.
Okay. Joe Arpaio is looking for me.
Oh, yeah. Good Lord. Okay, tell people, where can they find you for this Facebook Live?
Actually, it would be on my Facebook page, Troy Everson. Just look Troy Everson, and if you see
Everson, Everson.
Yeah, if you see a pretty good looking guy on there, yes, holding a black golden doodle dog, that would be me.
That's you, the cool handsome dude with a black labradoodle.
Yes. Yeah.
All right. Well, we'll check
anyway,
you out.
Todd, thank you so much for everything.
Yep. Thank you, Troy.
I will, and I'm going to continue to listen because I want some great advice from Kira.
She always has great advice. All right, thank you, Troy. Have a great day.
I agree. Take care. Bye-bye.
It is now 18 past the hour of 2 o'clock, and as Troy alluded to, our wonderful and talented friend, she is Troop Leader of Love. She also happens to be a positive psychology practitioner and life coach. You can find her at RelationshipQuotient.com. That's RelationshipQuotient. That's QUOTIENT.com. RelationshipQuotient.com. Kira Sabin, boy, do I need you on a day like today.
Sorry, it's Friday. You and I usually talk on what, like
Wednesday,
I don't know, Wednesdays or Thursdays, yeah, or something. So it's, yeah, like Friday afternoon here. I've been working for hours, so it's all a little loosey goosey.
It's fine.
Why do you need me today, Todd? Today?
Well, because today is the final day of in all practicality for the Richland campus. And you and I are both from Richland Center, and you know, it's near and dear to our hearts. It's a sad day for the Richland campus and for the Richland community, quite frankly, for the state of Wisconsin, anybody that loves education. So that's on my mind. I just got done moving. That's on my mind. But see, the thing is, for people who might be new to the show across Wisconsin, Kira joins us about every other week. And I say this every time, but it's true. I just feel better after talking with you.
Thank you, Todd. And you know why? Because a lot of times we have what's called a limiting belief or mindsets in our mind about ourselves or about the world. And I find that a lot of what I do is actually like based in science. It's based in research and psychology. So when you have a little clarity in what's really going on in your life, you just feel better,
right?
Because it gives you back control. It gives you back options. And when we talk about, because I spend my days talking about love, about dating, about relationships, it feels really like out of control, right? Sometimes it feels like chaos. Sometimes it just feels like other people make all the decisions. But the best thing that I can do is empower my clients and empower everybody who listens to either this podcast or my podcast to realize that your relationships, and whether that means friendships, whether that means dating, whether that means, you know, committed relationships or even family, we have a lot more control on how they go than we think we do.
Yeah. And I think that's such a great reminder, because I know I was just in this move, moving apartments. Like, I literally last night just forgot where my wallet was. I'm like, did I take it? Did I put it in a book bag? Did I put it in on a couch? Life gets crazy for all. We've all got, and I'll clean it up for radio, crap that we got to do in life. And so it's like, you're 100% right. If we focus on and make things a little bit more controlled, at least in our mind, we just feel better. So the topic today, spotting healthy and unhealthy behavior in our relationships through red, yellow, or green flags.
Yes, absolutely. And I like, I know that everybody's kind of hijacked red flags, right? And now all of a sudden it's like, where's acid wash jeans? White red flag, you know, or, you know, like something ridiculous, right? Something that's absolutely ridiculous that has no bearing on your friendship or your relationship in any way, right? Yeah. So like, I do see, especially among singles, just this very kind of like blamey victimization of, you know, I see one thing that just doesn't, you know, that it's not something that we have in common, red flag, you right, know, right. maybe for Wisconsinites, it might be a Viking or a Bears fan,
right?
Red flag. But red flags or green flags or yellow flags, all of these actually mean things that can get in the way of us creating love in our relationships or our friendships, you know, right. Or connection if we don't, you know, because there are healthy and unhealthy behaviors that we or the people that we know, a lot of times, and it's unconscious, right? We don't even know we're doing it, but it keeps us from connection, keeps us from love. And then most importantly, the way that I think a lot of people describe it, keeps us from just feeling good, right? And if we step back a lot of times, maybe we've had friends that we've known forever, but maybe the friendship doesn't feel that good anymore. Like, they complain all the time and you're just their sounding board, you know, and they don't even ask you how you are anymore. Right. Or, you know, maybe your relationship's just gotten a little stale, or maybe you're trying to get out there and date because, you know, more than 50% of our population is single right now.
Really?
And and you want to kind of make sure that you find somebody who can be there for you. You know, who can actually have a relationship for you, because one of the questions I always ask, and I'll ask you right now, Todd, because I love to do this to you, is have you assumed that people, you know, as a single guy, have you assumed that people that are on dating apps, out dating, or say they want a relationship are actually ready for a relationship?
I guess you hope so in the back of your mind. I mean, is it just going to be a date, a hookup, or is it going to be a long term thing? You don't know when you're on a dating app where it's going to lead. And, you know, I'm a Libra, and so I attach very quickly, and then I like to nest, and I'm like, oh, this is fantastic. This is going to be serious. And no, it doesn't.
Yeah, absolutely. And the thing is like, I think that there's a general assumption among all of us that if people are out there and they're trying to date or they're trying to meet new people, that on some level, they're looking to create some kind of friendship or relationship with you. But the thing is that life gets in our way sometimes. Sometimes we have, you know, limiting beliefs. Sometimes we don't have very good boundaries. Sometimes we don't have very good self-worth. And all of these different things can really keep us from letting people into our lives. Or like you and I, Todd, because we've talked about our attachment styles, we're anxious attachment styles.
Yes.
We like to glom on to people quickly and easily who maybe are not people we should be.
Why haven't they texted me back? Why have they called? Did I do something wrong?
Right, exactly. Exactly. So, you know, this just gives us some really very generalized, some things that we can watch for in new relationships, in new friendships, or just if we're really dissatisfied in some of our friendships and relationships right now, you know, being able to pinpoint what's not working so we can talk to people about it.
All right, so let's get into it. Number one, why would we be looking for flags in our relationships? Why do we look for that? And again, I think this is applicable even if you already are in a happy relationship with perhaps people we work with or friends as well. So why would we be looking for flags in any relationship?
Because we meet a lot of people and not everyone is ready to be kind or considerate. That's the truth. And as adults, we actually get to choose who gets to be in our lives. I think we forget that. Yeah. I think we forget that if we have parents who are really mean to us, and even if they're aging, we don't have to, you know, do everything for them. We don't have to always be there for them. We can set boundaries of like, I'm not going to do this for you if you're going to be mean to me.
Right.
So
I'm laughing because I know my mom's listening. She's like, now, wait a minute.
Linda, I would never be saying this about you.
No, I know.
Jan, my mom's probably right. listening. And Jan, I am slightly talking about you.
Don't say that.
I'm just kidding.
She's joking for goodness sake.
Listen, she said she wants me to mention her more often. So really? We go, Jan.
Jan's fantastic, by the way. She's fantastic. Thankfully I have a great relationship with you know, all three of my parents, but yeah, I know there are people who don't. And I think you're right, whether it's a parent or whether it's I know that, you know, there are brothers and sisters, there are cousins or nephews and uncles or aunts, where it's this guilt trip of like, well, we're related, so you have to help me. And that can be a really difficult place to be in.
Absolutely. And it's very interesting because, you know, we're Midwesterners and we kind of show up for each other. We show up for family. We show up, you know, that's how I was raised.
Yeah.
And I know a lot of my friends were raised the same way, but sometimes that relationship comes with a lot of disrespect, a lot of lack of appreciation. You might, you know, they might be treating you just the way they treated you when you were like 10 years old. And we get to actually look at, does this feel good for me? And if it doesn't, is there something that I need to say or do? Because as adults, once again, now when kids aren't always so lucky, we get to choose who gets to be in our life. And not everybody, if they can't act appropriately, gets to be there.
What's the psychology? We got about a minute left before the break. What's the psychology, Kira? Why is it that we feel so guilty about like making ourselves unhappy so the other person is?
It's self-worth. And most things come back to self-worth. And that's a tough thing. And so I'm not actually talking about confidence. I'm not actually talking about self-esteem. I'm talking about self-worth. Yeah. And that means what we believe about ourselves and whether we believe that we are worthy of love and belonging. And sometimes bad childhoods, you know, just distracted parents. There's a lot of reasons why maybe we have lower self-worth. But when we have lower self-worth, we accept behavior we shouldn't, right? Mm-hmm. We allow or tolerate mm-hmm. things that are not okay. And a lot of times we get very much into a victim mindset of why does everybody hate me or why is everybody so mean to me? And we don't realize, hey, I get to say no. I get to say, this is not okay with me anymore.
As Taylor Swift says, why do you got to be so mean? Kira Sabin is right. Not mean. She's fantastic. What are some common red flags to watch out for in our relationships? We're going to answer that question on the other side. Do not go anywhere. We're here to help. And we're not even the government. We're Kira Sabin and Todd Allball. This is the Todd Allball Show, and this is the Civic Media Radio Network.
Missed your favorite show? It's easy to find it wherever you listen to podcasts. Apple, Google, or civicmedia.us.
CBS News Brief. The Supreme Court has killed President Biden's student loan forgiveness program. A deep disappointment for the director of the National Consumer Law Center's student loan project, Persis Yu.
I wish I could say that we were surprised today. But once again, we have seen this court bend to the will of right-wing interests and abandon the needs of vulnerable Americans.
There was also a ruling in a case involving a Colorado graphic artist who didn't want to design wedding websites for same-sex couples. CBS's Major Garrett.
The court sided with Lori Smith, saying that that anti-discrimination public accommodations law in Colorado prohibits her from exercising her First Amendment right to say, I oppose same-sex marriage.
And it's a very busy travel weekend. KYW-TV's Nikki Dementri on the Pennsylvania Turnpike.
We saw tons of out-of-state plates here from New York to Ohio.
CBS News Brief, I'm Wendy Gillette.
News is brought to you by Gingras Thompson & Wachs, a statewide team of personal injury lawyers getting you the justice you deserve. Call 855-954-1186 for a free consultation.
Here's what you need to know in Western Wisconsin. I'm Jimmy Kuska. If you're heading out on the roadways this weekend, you're going to have plenty of company. AAA says they expect record-breaking numbers of travelers on Wisconsin roadways as people head to their 4th of July celebrations. To avoid delays, it's important to make sure that your things are in order before heading out, such as checking your battery and your tires. 50 million people are expected nationally to be on the roadways this holiday weekend. In addition, in an effort to keep intoxicated drivers off of roadways, AAA is offering free transportation. You can call 855-2TOW-2GO to get a free ride. This goes from tonight through Wednesday morning. The Wisconsin DNR is reminding people to be safe this holiday weekend if you're out on the trails on an ATV or UTV by making sure you're using the right equipment, such as a helmet and a seatbelt. The DNR says that so far this year, there have been 13 fatal crashes involving an ATV or UTV. Last year, 21 people died in ATV or UTV crashes. For Civic Media News, I'm Jimmy Kuska.
When it comes to achieving successful jury verdicts and settlements, one law firm stands out above the rest. Gingras Thompson & Wachs, a $6.2 million settlement for a woman permanently paralyzed as a result of medical malpractice. $4.9 million to members of a family injured due to the negligence of a truck driver and his employer. Call Gingras Thompson & Wachs today, 855-954-1186.
All in to win, Gingras Thompson & Wachs, GTWLawyers.com.
Uh-oh, Brad's buzzed.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, he's starting with the woots. And now a speech.
I just want to say that friendship is about heart. Heart and brain. Who's with me?
Good thing is, he knows when he's buzzed.
And my brain is saying, when it's time to go home, somebody call me a ride.
Love that guy.
Me too.
Know your buzzed warning signs? Call for a ride when it's time to go home. Buzz driving is drunk driving. A message from NHTSA and the Ad Council.
One call can do it all. Your business's message can be broadcast across the entire state of Wisconsin through the Civic Media Network of stations, or we can focus the campaign in your hometown. We have the flexibility. You have the control. Civic Media, 608-819-8255.
The Maggie Dawn Show.
Wisconsin's manner of funding local government is nearly singular in the country. That cheese stands alone, if you will. It hasn't been working in Milwaukee. It hasn't been working in Rhinelander. It hasn't been working in La Crosse, Green Bay, Madison, Kenosha, Racine. I don't care what you pick. It ain't working.
The Maggie Dawn Show, Monday through Friday at 6 p.m. on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. It's what's on tap for the Chippewa Valley. 93.5 The Tap. 93.5 The Tap.
You can take me down with just one single blow. But you don't know what you don't know. Someday I'll be living in a big old city.
Show. Keep playing it, Evan. I love this song. Little Taylor Swift. Here we go.
Why you gotta be so mean?
That's the question we got for you. Todd Allball with Kieran Sabin, Evan Preston on the board. Todd Allball Show on the Civic Media Radio Network. It is 2:33. Why you gotta be so mean? Whether you're Tony Kurtz or Howard Markline, close to the campus, Jay Rothman. Those mean people, and we have mean people in our relationships, but here to sort it all out, to help us feel better, that there is positivity, a positivity psychologist, a life coach, and troop leader of love, Kira Sabin from Relationship Quotient, as per usual on her bi-weekly visit, talking about spotting healthy and unhealthy behavior in our relationships through red, yellow, and green flags. Kira, what are some red flags?
And can I just quickly say something about mean people?
Absolutely.
I just want to remind everybody, and because we forget this, but I think it's also what separates us, that mean people are hurt people. They're unhealed people. Like, things have happened to them that they haven't either talked about or let go of or worked through or processed through with a therapist. And so they are scared. Yeah. And literally, what happens when somebody is mean or angry all the time or pushes people away is they are scared of getting hurt. And that's the psychology behind it. But the other side of that is, you can understand that, you can have empathy for it, you can have compassion for it. They also don't have to be in your life.
Yeah, that's a great point. I really appreciate that. This whole point about that we have control over who we're around. I mean, to the common ear, it sounds basic, but it's not. Because like I said, I'll go back before, it's this whole guilt thing, whether it's Midwest or whether it's, you know, Methodist Lutheran guilt or whatever it is. It's like, no, I got to go do that because we forget about our own self-worth.
And we forget about taking care of ourselves. And, you know, the saying, and this is a very common saying, is you can't pour from an empty cup. Mm-hmm. And I like to think that, you know, your job is to take care of yourself by doing things you love, things that you're passionate about, hobbies, hanging out with people you love. All of these things fill our cup. But yeah, if we're not doing any of those things, and all we're doing is giving and giving and giving to people in our lives, not only are we exhausted, we become resentful. And you can't, there can't be love and friendship if somebody's resentful.
Yeah, totally agree. So, okay, so we're talking about these unhealthy and healthy behaviors. What are some common red flags to watch out for, whether it's in a love interest romantic relationship or whether it's just in an everyday friendship?
Yeah, absolutely. So these are kind of universal ones. So there's actually something that a lot of people don't know about red flags, is there's universal red flags and there's personal red flags. They're going to be different. So some of the universal ones are, they are uncomfortable with feelings, either their own or your feelings. They get overwhelmed by them. Maybe they shut down. Maybe they walk away. But the thing is that emotions and feelings are real. We all have them, whether you admit it or not. And you can't be in a good friendship or relationship with somebody who is not ever willing to talk about feelings or emotions or anything that's not the good feelings and emotions.
Yeah, I that's so true. If people are uncomfortable with their own feelings, or like if you're just sharing something and they're like, I don't want to talk about it. Well, then what's the point of a relationship?
How are you connecting? How do you feel safe? How do you trust them? How is there any kind of security in that relationship if you can't even talk about what you're feeling? And I think that we kind of give men sometimes this pass. But the thing is that men have just as many emotions as women. It's just that they have unfortunately been told by society for years and years and years and years to push them down, to not cry, to, you know, like, you know, little boys shouldn't cry, suck it up, you know, anything like that. And what we've done is we've created a ton of emotionally unavailable men who are lonely and sad. And it is. And I mean, if you want to know the highest suicide rate, it's actually single men over 50.
Really? I didn't know that. Wow.
Mm. Yeah, because they've like hit a place in their life. They maybe feel like a connection isn't really going to be possible for them. So we have to really start looking at, you know, who we are and what we're doing. Are we bringing people closer to us, or are we constantly pushing people away? And a lot of it's the latter.
Yeah.
Another red flag is that it's always on their schedule, right? They are never willing to compromise their time or schedule for you, right? They barely can fit you in, or, you know, if they can, they're like, I can do this from this to that, this, not really concerned with whether or not that works for you. Yeah. That's just another way to control a situation and not make themselves available.
Anything else on the red flags before we move on?
Oh, I mean, like 1,000, but I'll give you a couple. I'll give you a couple. They tend to be perfectionists. And by perfectionists, what I mean is they hold themselves and others up to an unhealthy healthy standard that nobody can ever reach. And I remember the first time that somebody told me I was a perfectionist, I laughed because I'm ADHD, I'm messy, I am all of the weird and crazy things. But I did hold myself and others up to the standard that nobody ever got to live up to. And so then every relationship and friendship in my life failed. Mm-hmm. And that stunk. So there, through my own work, through my own healing, I allow people to be who they are. Mm-hmm. And if their behavior is mean and terrible, then they don't get to be part of my life, but they get to be who they are. And then a couple other just small ones is they put you down. They're cruel to people. You know, their attitude changes. They're really, really inconsistent with how they show up. So maybe they're all about you or super interested in getting to know you. And then you don't hear from them for like a week or a month or a year.
The put down and one. Go ahead. I'm sorry.
Yeah, no. And I do like, you know, I think a lot of us have heard of ghosting, which is this term among, you know, among dating, which is maybe you've seen somebody or been talking to somebody and all of a sudden they vanish into the night and you're like, where did you go? But my favorite is zombieing, because what happens is those people come back for the dead and all of a sudden text you like, hey, how are you? And you're like, What just happened? Did you wake from the dead? I thought you were gone. So, yes. What did you have a question about?
The put down thing. It seems like it's probably not true, but it seems like I see this more in male female relationships where the guy is just like telling the girl she looks bad or it's always putting and the people still hang on to these other people who put them down, and it's like, my gosh. Who needs that?
No one needs that. I'll tell you that first of all. And that's also self-worth work right there.
Yeah.
Because if you don't think that you deserve anything more, you will not go after anything more or better.
It's like, I don't care how much money the other person has or how good they are in bed or anything else. Like, if you're just going to be a jerk, I'll clean it up. Then, you know, I mean, why? What's the point?
I agree. I tell my clients... I would rather you be single and happy than in an unhealthy relationship.
Because that, and you're absolutely right, Kira, because so oftentimes you mix that with alcohol or drug abuse or anything else, and that's you start going down the road of abuse.
Absolutely. And here's the deal. I do want to clear up, Todd, that I think that this is on both sides. I do not think that this is just a men's problem.
No.
But at all, I think that this is a problem just among relationships. Because we are looking at things like this, because we're choosing people who can't be great for us. And then we're kind of stuck in these relationships that feel terrible, or sometimes we feel lonelier than when we were single.
Yeah, exactly. 100%. All right. I'm sorry. We got to keep going so we get through this. What do we do when we notice the red flags in relationships or in ourselves?
Yeah. And you might hear some of these things today and go, oh, gosh, I do that. Mm-hmm. Or, you know, and that's OK, because not until we have that self-awareness can we change it. Mm-hmm. Right. But there's a lot of people who never get into relationships that feel good, or maybe they're in a relationship, but the relationship never feels good. We need to realize that, A, if we're out dating and we meet somebody with some of these red flags, that they're probably somebody that you don't want to start a relationship with.
Yeah.
Right now, if you are somebody who's in a relationship, or you're maybe that some of these red flags are coming up, or you see it in yourself, this is a great time for you to start doing some therapy or self-work. Mm-hmm. And maybe your people are rolling their eyes. But let me tell you, like, I'm from a small town, Wisconsin, too, right? Like, I didn't grow up with this idea that, like, yes, let's do therapy. Like everybody else, I was like, I don't need that until you realize you're miserable.
Yeah.
Until you're miserable and you keep pushing people away, or you keep getting into relationships that feel terrible. And then there's just a point where we have to get over our own crap. Yeah. And go, I think I need some help here. And let me tell you, that's what changed my life. And that's what I try to do and help people with every single day.
That's awesome. Ready to go on to yellow flags? Common yellow flags. We got 3 minutes.
So a red flag, I just want to say that, you know, if we're seeing that, especially as a single in a new relationship or dating, we're probably going to want to walk away from that. What yellow flags are is ask better questions, right? Get more information. So a common yellow flag is they're constantly late. You know?
Oh geez.
Maybe,
You had to nail one. All right, go ahead.
That's okay. Yeah. Maybe they're constantly looking at their phone and not paying attention to the conversation. Maybe they're busy all the time to a point of like workaholism, or, you know, where you just feel like you can't even see them. They refuse to commit or make a relationship public after a reasonable amount of time of six months or 8 months or so. Other things can just be that inconsistency of communication, of showing up. And even the person who talks all about themselves all the time.
Yes. I feel like it's just wearing a yellow shirt.
Well, hey, better than red, my friend, better than red.
No, people that know me, I tend to be late because whatever I'm doing, I tend to like not want to like cut the people I'm off beforehand or whatever. And also just poor planning. And it's like, you know, I'm trying to do better as I get older, being on time, but I'm not always accurate on that.
Do we want to talk about what this is really about or?
Sure, go ahead.
What?
Yeah, okay, you got 2 minutes.
All right. So we got a little self-worth stuff going on because you don't want to disappoint people, as well as some lack of boundaries going on because you're not letting somebody know, hey, this is my hard stop point because I have place or, you know, a place to be after that. You don't want to upset people. You don't want to disappoint people.
Yeah,
that's true. A lack of boundaries, and it's not helpful.
That's very true.
And I love you.
I love you, too. Todd's live and in-person therapy session over civic media.
isn't it fun? Thank you for being the case study for all of us.
I'm always willing to be vulnerable. I was looking at the clock wrong. We got 2 minutes here. What do we do when we see yellow flags, Kira?
So what we do is we have a conversation around it, or we set a boundary around it. Now, Todd, if you are my friend, which you are, but if we were spending regular time together and you were constantly late, I would just kindly say to you, Todd, you need to let me know if you're running late, or I'm going to wait for about 15 or 20 minutes. And then if you haven't shown up, I'm going to go home and do something else. Mm-hmm. Right.
It's not to
be mean, but it's to be fair, because what's going to happen if not, I'm going to sit there. And then I'm going to get grumpy about it.
Right.
And then I'm going to get stinky about it, right? And then I'm going to get mad about it, so that when you come in, we're not even going to have a good time.
Right.
Because I'm now stewing over you being late. So setting those boundaries or having that conversation with you allows us to come back to a collaborative space and move forward. Because that's the whole point. We want our relationships to move forward. And things like red flags are going to stop them from moving forward. And another thing we can do is really just
30 seconds.
Yep. Is really just ask people, you know, how do we work through this? Or this doesn't feel good to me. You know, how do we do this better together? Right. If you're in a relationship, Danny and I don't do everything the same. But what we do is at the end of the day, I say, what do you need? And he says, what do you need? And we come together and we work it out.
You guys are fantastic.
We are kind of fantastic.
You are kind of fantastic. You're more than kind of fantastic. You are. So is Kira Sabin alone today, spotting healthy and unhealthy behavior in our relationships. We'll finish up this segment, finish out the week. Stay with us. This is the Todd Allball Show with Kira and Evan on the Civic Media Radio Network.
The law firm of Gingras Thompson & Wachs has a track record of making life-changing, positive differences for their clients. $5.25 million to a woman who suffered brain injuries and her husband passed away when struck by a drunk driver. $1 million to 3 different individuals injured by drunk drivers. $1 million settlement to a man injured in a motorcycle accident. Call Gingras Thompson & Wachs, 855-954-1186.
Calling to win, Gingras Thompson & Wachs, GTWLawyers.com.
Up North News Radio with Pat Kreitlow.
I have Corrine Hendrickson, part of the Wisconsin Early Childhood Action Needed group.
We spend $500 on our infants and toddlers on average. If you go to the other countries, you're talking about $11,000 on average in Europe and the other developed countries. It makes a difference. They end up spending less on their K-12 system. They end up spending less on their colleges. They end up spending less on jail.
Up North News Radio with Pat Kreitlow.
Weekday morning, 6 till 8.
On your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
app. As Goes Wisconsin with Kristen Bry
and Jane Mattinair.
Before I send boxes over, I have to take all of my things out. These boxes were interspersed with all sorts of things.
But who doesn't stuff their pants and their shoes into a box full of work documents to sort out later? Every time I leave a job, that's what I end up doing with my box of work papers. Bras go in there and just, you know, and I'll sort it out later.
As Goes Wisconsin, weekdays 10 till noon on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
If you love them enough to listen to them practice the same song on tuba,
please be done.
Over and over and over and over and over. Then surely you'll check nhtsa.gov/the right seat to make sure they're correctly buckled in the back seat.
Sounds good, honey.
Check today at nhtsa.gov/the right seat. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
Pursuing the truth wherever it may lead and having fun doing it. Welcome back to the Town Hall Ball Show on the Civic Media Radio Network. It is now 10 minutes before the hour of 3 o'clock. That is 10 minutes away from Matt Flynn Direct. Do not want to miss it. Matt Flynn, I'm sure, will be updating us on the latest Supreme Court cases released in terms of gay rights, in terms of having a cake baked for your wedding. The Supreme Court says, not so fast. And also on student loans, Supreme Court says, nope, Joe Biden can't forgive those loans. Matt Flynn, an attorney himself, will help us understand all of that. Be with Matt after the top of the news at a little after 3 o'clock, the Matt Flynn Direct program, followed by the Devil's Advocates. It's never personal, only politics. Crudy and Dom, the Devil's Advocates, followed by the Maggie Dawn Show. Fantastic program. 8 o'clock, Matt Flynn, that'd be great if he was on twice. Rick Smith Across America, followed by our friend Robert Pilot with Native Roots Radio. Right now, finishing up with our friend Kira Sabin, who is in talking about healthy and unhealthy behavior in our relationships. But first of all, Kira, you have a seminar coming up. If people like what they hear, if they want some help kind of getting their stuff together, how can they do it?
Yeah, this weekend I'm actually sharing an absolutely free workshop. You can do it at any time, so you don't have to be there at a certain time. But it is my core foundation workshop. We did a mini version a long time ago about this, about love. Mm-hmm. But it's basically really understanding what love is, what it isn't, and what we confuse it with. So sometimes it's like, sometimes it's infatuation, sometimes it's love bombing, sometimes it's trauma bonding. It's a lot of different things, but I think that's very hard to go out and find love if we all have a different definition of it. So this is based in some incredible research by a woman named Barbara Fredrickson. And I do a workshop to just break it down, make it easy to learn. And like, and at the end, just really understand what you need to do to get love or more love into your life.
And how can people sign up or find it?
Yeah, all you have to do is it will be available tomorrow afternoon when it's done whatisloveworkshop.com. So whatisloveworkshop.com. You can think of the Hathaway song from the 90s. What is love?
Yeah. whatisloveworkshop.com. And that is online and available tomorrow. whatisloveworkshop.com. Fantastic. Kira, let's finish up on this. Any more on yellow flags as far as spotting healthy and unhealthy behavior in our relationships, or can we move on to green?
Let's go to green. All right. Let's talk about great things we're looking for.
Give it to us.
So people who check in on you and how you're doing.
Yeah.
You know, and your emotions. How are you feeling? How are things going? You know, Todd, you and I are at an age where our parents are aging. You know, different things are happening. And it's really important for us to check in on our friends, check in on the people we love.
Yeah.
Also, empathy and compassion towards others in the world. You know, are they grumpy and they hate everybody? You know, or are they somebody who understands that we are all pretty flawed, imperfect people and doing the best that we can? Right. Yeah. So that can show a lot about who they are and where they're at, whether they're kind about people or not. I mean, it sounds simple, but it's surprising how much we kind of just let that go. they set boundaries even with you. That means that if they're uncomfortable about something, they tell you. Yeah. If something doesn't feel good, they tell you. And I remember when at the beginning, when Danny would set boundaries with me, I was like, wait, what? I mean, I thought I could do that, but I don't know if I, but that's how we both feel good, right? That's how we make sure that this relationship always feels good. And the thing I like to say about boundaries is boundaries move the relationships forward, walls shut them down. So that's the difference between boundaries and walls. They understand that if you're, and this is for particularly singles, they understand that relationships and intimacy and connection take time.
I
think that we've been taught a lot of misinformation about what love is supposed to be and how relationships are supposed to look. And, you know, we're kind of in this, well, gosh, if we think we're in love in 7 days, let's go for it. And that's just not true at all. True relationships that create love, they take time. You have to build trust. There needs to be communication. You need to feel seen and heard. And if you're not feeling those things, it just never feels good.
Yeah. I mean, so much of this, Kira, it's great stuff. And right or wrong, I think so much of it boils all these things you just said under green. I know it's a big umbrella, but good communication between two people.
It's everything. I mean, I even say to Danny on a regular basis, like, I'm a bit of an over communicator. That doesn't mean I'm just talking all the time. Yeah. In fact, sometimes I find after a day of me doing my work, I don't want to talk to anybody,
right.
You know, and we're putting on Big Bang Theory or something like that. But the thing is that I over communicate as in, this is what I'm thinking, or, you know, this is why I'm doing this, because it helps us understand each other. And then there's no anger or resentment when we understand each other.
I think for me, what I've been in, you know, the few relationships I've been in, if your partner is suddenly different than they usually are, quieter, looking, their facial expressions are different, their body language is different. Rather than getting upset about that, if you just pause for a second and say, hey, what's wrong? I can tell there's something wrong. Talk to me. That's a lot better than getting angry.
Absolutely. You know, and the thing is that as anxious attachment that you and I are, Todd, one of the things that's really hard for us is sometimes our avoidant partners need more time and space than we do.
Yeah.
And especially maybe if they're upset, they need some time to process. They need some time to think about it. We're not so good for waiting on that, right? Because we want to feel good right away, right? We're like,
tell me what's wrong. I want to fix it
so I don't have to feel these feelings right away. But that's not really helpful for long-term relationships.
You know me so well.
Here's the deal, Todd. I don't even know you so well. This is like literal basic attachment style stuff. And it's crazy how we all think our problems are our own until you start learning about some of these things. And then we realize, wow, lots of people are like this. Enough that people have created research and books around it, you know, attachment styles or all of these things are helpful to all of us.
Give you the last 45 seconds. What are our final takeaway?
Our final takeaway is we all probably have some level of red, yellow, and green flags. But if we can step back and go and say to ourselves, what am I doing that might be pushing people away from me? What am I doing that might be holding love at a distance? You know, what do I need to work on? Sometimes that is not as big of a leap as we think it is.
Mm-hmm.
And it is just proof by freaking Harvard that healthy and happy relationships where we feel seen and heard, quality relationships, you live longer, your mental health is better.
Mm-hmm.
It's just the not only psychological and mental benefits, but the physical benefits are crazy.
Yep. So true. Kira Sabin, again, you can find her workshop this weekend at whatisloveworkshop.com. That is whatisloveworkshop.com. Kira Sabin, our wonderful friend, but positivity psychologist and troop leader of love. You can find her at relationshipquotient.com as well and catch her podcast, Relationship Quotient. Kira, have a safe and happy fourth, my friend. Thank you so much. Always make us feel better.
Thank you.
My pleasure. Kira Sabin, Evan Preston on the board, thank you as well. Also, our other guests today, Troy Everson and Kelly Meyerhofer. Make it a great week. Stay tuned now for Matt Flynn Direct. Have a great weekend, everybody. I'm back on Monday with a live show. Until then, keep banging on your drum. I don't know why
I can't get... People won't give you the real talk on drugs, but it's time we know the facts. Fentanyl is killing people. It's a powerful opioid, often made illegally and commonly mixed with illicit drugs. It can even be pressed into counterfeit pills that resemble prescription medications. Just 2 milligrams, about the size of a few grains of sand, can potentially be lethal. This isn't an ad to scare you, but it is an ad to make you think twice. Get the facts. Go to realdealonfentanyl.com. This message is brought to you by the Ad Council.
The Maggie Dawn Show.
Democratic candidates are held to a higher moral standard. I don't see Representative McCarthy calling for George Santos to shamefully leave the halls of Congress. It is never principle above party. It is never principle and policy above person and personal achievement for Republicans.
The Maggie Dawn Show, Monday through Friday at 6 p.m. on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.